done fell, I done fell for you like a child, like a little bitty baby. But oh, 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 that doggone fire went wild. I tell you, baby, that thing went crazy. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, your ring of fire. Burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, that ring of fire. Burns, burns, burns.
Ray Charles covering Ring of Fire, putting the wraps on this edition of World Cafe. Maybe some of you saw a Ring of Fire while appreciating the total solar eclipse, like our friends at WISO in Dayton, Ohio, and WSIU in Carbondale, Illinois, both along the path of totality. For people who are curious, August 23rd, 2044, next total solar eclipse happening in the continental United States. May we all be there for that. That about does it for us. We make the show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, making opportunity universal and sustainable for over 100 years, and by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we're celebrating the power of music in a live setting. Once a year, we'll compile a show made up entirely of concert recordings from all genres and styles of the Latin spectrum. So today, hermano Josh, we have salsa and bossa nova, rock and hip-hop. And I'm excited because some of these tracks have a great historical significance attached to them. But before that, I like it how you always realize that in Argentina, quite often the audience is louder than the musicians in a live setting. And that's definitely the case with the song that we're going to listen to right now.
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. You know, I am a huge fan of rock argentino, and it was very eye-opening for me when I worked for Warner Music Argentina in the mid-90s, just to see and like how the crowd would indeed on the choruses often sing louder than the band itself. I love that. It's something actually I wish happened more often in this country, but I think it's well documented here on this track, one of my favorite songs from Babasónicos, one of the most important indie rock bands in Argentina. This track, Carismático, which was recorded live at Luna Park, an excellent venue of about 8,000 or 9,000 people in Buenos Aires, especially towards the end when people start singing along with the chorus, Algunas Noches, Soy el Fácil, that it just cracks me up. So take a listen. Both the band and the audience are the stars. This is Carismático from Babasónicos.
Disimula, quedan muy transpirados, llevan un pan. saber que mañana te vas de mi lado. Estoy confundido, me siento aturdido, pensando que tal vez no te vuelva a ver. Estoy confundido, me siento perdido y quisiera llorar.
This is a Latin alternative. Today, an episode devoted to some remarkable live recordings, and we just listened to the eternal Joy Arroyo, arguably the most important artist ever to come out of Colombia. He passed away very young, in his 50s. Joe Arroyo started performing with Fruco y Sus Tesos in the 70s. He was only a teenager, originally from Cartagena. And then he went solo in the 80s. Major superstar. We just listened to Confundido. I love this live version. Confundido was actually a Fruco y Sus Tesos salsa nugget from the 70s, but here Joe performed it solo. A recording from 1989 that somehow Joe was in London and the BBC recorded about an hour of music, and then Discos Fuentes released it in 2004. And it's the only available high-quality recording of Joe Arroyo in concert. And that's in, you know, I saw him twice, hermano, and it was always unforgettable. So how amazing that the BBC got there in time to do this really good recording that we could enjoy, and then Discos Fuentes put it out. Now, we're going to listen to an album, a double live album, that was meant as a sort of as a farewell, right, when it was released.
Yes, Ernesto. I think one of the recurring themes for my selections tonight is the Argentine rock and Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, a group that really, I think, one of the most important bands in the Latin alternative genre of all time, constantly filled stadiums throughout the Americas in the 90s. And this farewell album, or it was intended to be a farewell album, little did we know they would reform. I want to say about 8 years later, but at the time, this two-disc set, one titled Hola, Hello, and the other called Ciao, Goodbye, this was their farewell. And again, this you will hear the crowd singing often as loud as the band. And this is, of course, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs' most well-known song, the track Matador. It even appeared in the American film Gross Point Blank. I remember that scene fondly. But this is the live version, and you can't escape the crowd. It's what I find so charming. Let's take a listen from 2001, the live recording Ciao. This is Los Fabulosos Cadillacs and Matador.
Thank you. matador de los 100 barrios porteños. No tengo por qué tener miedo, mis palabras son balas, balas de paz, balas de justicia. Soy la voz de los que hicieron que haya sin razón, por el solo hecho de pensar distinto. Ay, yo. Santa María de los Buenos Aires, y todo estuviera mejor.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Why, hello there, my pretties. Look at you, you little night owl. It's 88.5, the SoCal Sound. I'm your midday host. But you know, back in my early days, I used to work a lot of overnights. One time I put on American Pie, and I fell asleep on the couch and woke up about a half hour later. So I'm happy that we're here to keep you awake, because sleeping at work is apparently frowned upon. Who knew? So if we are a companion for you during those crazy work hours, and you appreciate what we do, how about becoming a subscribing member? Let's all join the party together. Go to thesocalsound.org right now. Oh, looks like you need to go back to work. But we'll still keep the music going, like we do on the SoCal Sound.
Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Ahora vamos a interpretarles una composición. Esta y la otra, Pedro. Se titula Ojos de Johnny Ortiz. Ojos. Oscuras viven de amarguras y desolación, pero hay ojos que saben reír, hay ojos de eterno fulgor, ojos que ven en las flores de multicolores la gracia de Dios. Lindos son de América Latina, los más bellos. Lindos son. Lloran, ojos.
tirando papeles en la oficina. Los bochinchosos, como el loco en la vecina. Como los de ciego que miran más por dentro. Ojos en bautizo, tienen tierras llenos de sentimiento. Ay, ay, yo vine pa' mirar.
Wow, we just listened to a historic document from the heyday of salsa. This is, hermano, another one of those recordings that appeared relatively in recent times when Fania started digging deep into the vaults and coming up with some rare stuff that it released. I'm talking about maybe 10 years ago or so. We just listened to Ojos, originally included in the Salsa Masterpiece Siembra by Willy Colón with Rubén Blades. And Siembra Live was a CD that was, you know, I'm not too crazy about the Sonics, but it's still there and such a document of these musicians at the top of their game performing all of Siembra in concert. This was around 1979, 1980 when they, Rubén told me recently, actually, I talked to him a few weeks ago and he told me that he was in shock when after releasing Siembra, he started touring. He went to Venezuela, to Panama, to Colombia, and seeing that people were, you know, thousands and thousands of people just crazy knowing all the words by heart. And it was then that he realized that he indeed had become a salsa star.
And if you like what you've been hearing on the special episode of The Latin Alternative dedicated to live recordings, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. And Ernesto, I think we're both very enamored by the band Soda Stereo. I believe you you had some comments about this.
Yes, I was thinking that Soda Stereo knew from the very beginning that they were poised for rock and roll stardom. Wouldn't you say? I think Cerati had that attitude. Even when he wasn't a rock star, he was already acting like a rock star. And of course, he had the amazing anthems and compositions to back it all up.
Yes, Ernesto. You know, there's a phrase in the music industry, fake it till you make it. But I never really considered that Gustavo had to fake it very much. But yes, true rock star attitude. One of the most important stadium-filling rock en español bands of all time. And this song isn't necessarily known as their most iconic song, but it's probably my personal favorite. This track, Sobredosis de TV, or Overdose of Television, has a little bit of a new wave bounce to it. And I also love the horns that punctuate the song on the studio recording. And I love the live version. I thought the live version is just as good, if not better, than the studio version. So I wanted to spotlight Soda Stereo's live version of Sobredosis de TV.
Yeah. 1970, nací un día de junio del año 77. Siete. Planeta Mercurio y el año de la serpiente. Siete. Signo patente tatuado y en mi frente, que en el vientre de mi madre marca para el paso siguiente. Nací en lugar sin anestesia en la camilla. Mi padre solo dijo: es Ana María. Así sería el primer llanto que me probaría, quemando las heridas y dándome la batería. Solía ser entonces como un libro abierto, pero leí la letra pequeña de gran texto. Como un arquitecto construyendo cada efecto. Correcto, incorrecto, se aprende todo al respecto. Saber que algunas personas quieren el daño. Subir por el daño toma tiempo, toma años. Con mi peluche mirando lo cotidiano, dibujos transformaban el invierno en gran verano. Papá me regaló bajo mi insistencia un juego que trataba de compartir la solvencia, pero en el patio hicieron la competencia. Fue cuando sentí mi primera impotencia. Son 1970, 1970, 1970, 1970, 1977. No me digan no, que no lo presiente. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente. 1977, no me digan no, que no lo presiente. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente.
Ladies and gentlemen, directamente de Santiago de Chile les presento Ana Dijú.
Mi adolescencia fue una etapa bizarra. El cuerpo es batería y la cabeza guitarra. La orquesta narra una tonada quebrada para la mirada de una niña que solo trae espada. Hormona disparada sobre pobladas. Información que cambia temporadas. Caminas encrucijada. Cada cual en su morada preparaba la carnada. La sagrada diablada de mirada encabronada. Mi fila, la verdad, nunca buscó su silla. Mi búsqueda fue mero proceso de pura pila. Pupila de poeta que marcó nuestra saliva. En la cordillera que mira para la salida. La parada milita de paso monótono. Colores policromos, los uniformes de poco tono. Detona mi cuestionamiento, la voz y sonó.
No.
Mi primera rima que sonó y me enroló. Mi búsqueda no fue para mi cosa de escenario. Fue algo necesario que marcaba ya mi fallo. Así que doblas, me hicieron necesario. Fue cuando entendí que todos quieren ser corsarios. 1970, 1970, 1970. 1970, 1977. No me digan no, que no lo pres. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nace la serpiente. 1977, no me digan no, que no lo pres. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nace la serpiente.
DJ Estos.
1970, 1970, 1970, en el año que nació la serpiente. Thank you very much, DJ Etos on the turntable, Rodrigo Rebel Díaz on the mic. Ana, thank you so much for all the, ¿cómo se dice? La buena onda. Thank you.
Buena onda.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and a special episode dedicated to live recordings by some of our favorite Latin alternative artists. Now, Ernesto, what if I told you I was present at the recording of the song we just heard?
Oh, this is amazing. Tell me about it.
Yes, Ernesto. For a couple of years, iTunes was doing these special live sessions for exclusive albums that would only be available on the Apple iTunes store. This was probably in the mid to late 2000s, and I was vice president of Nacional Records, which of course was the label home for the Chilean hip-hop artist Ana Dijú. So she was part of the Latin Alternative Music Conference that year, and they did a special invitation-only live performance that was recorded for this live album. And she, of course, had to record her most well-known song, 1977 or 1977. Astute listeners will probably recognize this song, featured prominently in Breaking Bad, the television show. But, you know, it's cool. I'm happy, actually. There's two songs tonight I'm going to spotlight that I was actually present at the live recording of. Anyway, Ana, you know, she's a great live performer, you know, which you can't really always say for hip-hop artists. But she has performed with full band. She has performed with DJ. I've always just felt she's a great live, talented performer. So that track was 1977, 1977, from Ana Dijú, and that was from an iTunes live album. I'm not even sure if it's still live, so to speak, in the iTunes store, but if you can find it, grab it.
And now we're going to listen to a track from one of the most transcendental concert albums in the history of Brazilian music. Ironically enough, it was recorded in Buenos Aires. And also, just for the sake of transparency, we should say that it is a live recording, but it was definitely enhanced in the studio. In effect, it's a combination of the actual applause and the crowd reaction and the vocals, but then all the instrumental part was re-recorded in a studio nearby in Buenos Aires. I'm talking about La Fusa, the 1970 album. So special. It is so special indeed, hermano, that there is a band in Buenos Aires that recreates the entire concert album once a week at a jazz club. This is the artists involved are the official poet of the Bossa Nova movement. We're talking about Vinicius de Moraes, and he's joined by the voice of a very young Maria Creuza, and also Toquinho and voice on guitar. We've played tracks from this record so many times because it is just a classic, La Fusa. So here they are, the three of them with Lamento No Morro.
This is the Latin Alternative.
I'm Julie Slater, your midday host. Time for a quiz. When is the best part of the week? You over there with the long hair and guitar.
Is it Friday on a Friday every Friday at 1 p.m. on the SoCal Sound with me and Julie Slater on the radio?
That is correct, young man. You win $8 billion. Now get over here and pick some music. Friday on a Friday. Every Friday at 1 p.m. on the SoCal Sound.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Paso pa'lante y superación. Come on everybody, get with the flow. Keep the the party going on all night long. You get it, some mujeres, go get it on. Rezale a tu santo por su protección.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on live recordings. Yes, so much great live music from Latin and Latin alternative artists over the years. And that was another recording that I was actually privileged to be at the time. Pacha Massive, now defunct but wonderful Latin trip-hop and Latin funk artist from New York, led by Ramon Nova. That song, Don't Let Go, it was actually featured in a number of TV shows. I remember we licensed it to quite a few films and television shows. I think Ugly Betty back in the day. And they too participated in this series, the iTunes Live series, which were a series of EPs recorded at the iTunes store in Soho in New York City. And yeah, it's fun to revisit some of these because I think when it comes to Latin alternative music, you know, we're always playing the studio recordings on this show, but these are great groups. If you see them live, always get a chance. They put on great shows. So many these artists in this genre. And I'm just happy, Ernesto, that we finally got around to doing an episode dedicated to live musica.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, hermano, I just heard some screaming from the audience in that recording. Was that you?
I might have been 10% of the screaming. I don't know. I can't remember. It's all a blur, the mid-2000s.
And I wanted to ask you, hermano, if you ever invest any of your hard-earned cash on box sets.
Ernesto, I am guilty of probably purchasing only two box sets in my life, from the Posies and Jellyfish. I am a big power pop fan outside of my Latin alternative love. I know you are much more of a box set collector than me.
Yes, and a couple of weeks ago, I have to tell you, I invested a lot of money, my savings really, on an imported box set from Brazil. This is the Odeon years. Odeon was a label back then, of Wilson Simonal. This is such an amazing box set, hermano. Wilson Simonal was very, very famous in the late 60s in Brazil. He was, in a way, there are some parallels with Roberto Carlos, only that this guy was a little more funky. He was really into Brazilian soul. He was into the Yeah 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 movement. He was into balladry. He was a retro, in a way, for the time, but also cutting edge. Wilson Simonal. And he would release one or two records per year. So I got this amazing box set that's out of print. I was able to secure a copy finally. And it included a live album. It included the 1967 LP Show MC Monal. So we're going to listen to a track off of that to enjoy. And this is really not, it hasn't been altered or enhanced with anything. This is just, you can definitely see that this is a recording. Maybe even from the soundboard, I don't know, because it sounds, it has a dryness. Nem Vem Ken Nao Tem by Wilson Simonal in concert, 1967.
Que hoje é dia de sopa. Esquenta o ferro, passa minha roupa. Eu nesse embalo vou botar pra quebrar. Sacundim, sacundá, sacundim, gondim, gundá. Nem vem quem não tem. Nem vem de escada que o incêndio é no porão. Tira o tamanco, tem centeco no chão. Eu nesse embalo vou botar pra quebrar. Que não tem. Pra virar cinza minha brasa demora. Me show meu papo, nós já vamos embora. Eu nesse balo vou botar pra quebrar. Sacundim, sacundá, sacundim, gondim, gondá. Nem vem numa casa de caboclo. Já disseram um é pouco, dois é bom. Seu lugar na fila, todo homem que vacila, a mulher passa pra trás, nem vem que não tem.
Quando a gente faz o aniversário, a gente tem que agradecer a muita gente. Em primeiro lugar, eu queria agradecer a vocês, ao aplauso e o carinho de vocês. Queria agradecer também a colaboração de todos os nossos amigos cantores e artistas, que nos ajudaram, ou participando do nosso programa, ou quando a gente participa do programa deles.
Somos locos de la mocoso.
you're tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on live recordings. And I was happy to actually play a newer live recording from a recently reunited band in my neck of the woods, the Bay Area. Los Mocosos, a critically acclaimed and quite popular regionally here in the Bay Area Latin ska band and Latin soul. They were quite popular in the late 90s and broke up for many, many years. Reunited last year, and they recorded a live album called Los Mocosos.live. And that was actually a live version of probably my favorite song in their catalog, Somos Los Mocosos.
And now, hermano, another historic moment in Brazilian music. We're going back to 1971. And this is almost like a crazy moment for a variety of reasons. This is the first live record that Gal Costa, the diva from Brazil. It's her first live album. It's very raw. It's very funky. And she's performing a song by Roberto Carlos that had been released in 1969, Sua Estupidez. And the thing is, in a way, Gal Costa's version is much more authentic than Roberto Carlos. I know it sounds crazy to say it, but, and it became almost like emblematic. It was very symbolic of Gal Costa's vocal power and her great choice of songwriting partners and of her repertoire. So this is really not to be missed. It's very special. Sua Estupidez by Roberto Carlos, performed by Gal Costa in 1971.
Meu bem, meu bem, você tem que acreditar em mim. Ninguém pode destruir assim grande amor. Não dê ouvidos à maldade alheia e creia. Sua estupidez não lhe deixa ver que eu te amo. Meu bem, use inteligência uma vez só. Quantos idiotas vivem só sem ter amor? E você vai ficar também sozinha, e eu sei porquê. Sua estupidez não lhe deixa ver que eu te amo. Quantas vezes eu tentei falar e no mundo não há mais lugar para quem toma decisões na vida sem pensar. Conte ao menos até três, se precisar, conte outra vez, mas pense outra vez. Meu bem, meu bem, meu bem, eu te amo. Meu bem, sua incompreensão já é demais. Nunca vi alguém tão incapaz de compreender que o meu amor é bem maior que tudo que existe. Mas sua estupidez não lhe deixa ver que eu te amo. Oh, eu te amo.